The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
The 4 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie has been brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Pick up Connie's Frozen Pizza in your local grocer's freezer and turn your place into a pizzeria. Connie's Frozen Pizza, real pizzeria flavor, is in the house.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Come on. This has been a problem for Cairo Santos this year. Some missed PATs. A lot of close games for the Bears as well. Santos trying for a field goal, and it was deflected. Joe Barry loves it. Rich Bisaccia loves it. Kenny Clark and TJ Slayton deny Santos.
I don't know what's happened to him. He was really good for a couple of years. And through the first half of the year, Waddle said he was as good as his job as any player on this team.
Yeah, when we started that season and nobody was doing anything.
Now he can't hit a long field goal. And now some of the gimmies that he was money in the bank on. I think Ryan Poles is to look at a kicker in the
offseason. I do too.
And this is not good either because he drafted a punter.
He's 18 of 20 this year on field goals, but he's just 22 of 26 on extra points.
Yeah.
And his leg is, like you said,
And it opened the door. It changed the way the scoring was, too, because that two-point conversion late, like the Bears could have still tied the game, had a chance to tie if he makes that extra point. And then, you know, they go for two and they make it a nine-point game and they put it out of reach because of that missed and then the missed field goal that gets blocked. Then I think Eberflus then really put it on him too. I think we've got that sound as well. If you want to weigh in on some of the more important stuff too with Justin Fields and his game, how would you grade it? 312-332-3776. I went off on the play calling in the 4 o'clock hour. I did not love it. I thought they had a lot of bad moments with the play calling. I do like Getsy overall. I think for the most part, Getsy has played to Justin Fields' strengths. I think he has done a good job of going around a lot of the flaws that the offensive line has, not a lot of great weapons. But I thought he had a lot of brain cramps yesterday.
I agree with that. I would just say, big picture, compare it to the last group that was calling plays. Do you feel like Luke Getsy and the development of your young quarterback, that you have taken a step forward compared to the group that was here previously?
Yes, I do. And I think Justin Fields has gotten better under him.
Yes.
But I felt like it was very Nagy-ish in the goal. The first and goal from the nine and the series of plays that resulted in that, none of it made sense. From a scoring standpoint, from a developing, there were many things that didn't check the common sense box. And again, like, I think those are all things where you go into a game, you say, hey, if we're in this situation, we want to run these plays. Someone tweeted me, I thought it was a good answer, where he said maybe they go into the wildcat on first and goal from the nine because they want to prevent Justin Fields from himself. Protect him from himself, where they don't want him running the ball. But that's a simple game plan thing. Justin, in this situation, we're not running the ball here. We're not designing a run in a small, congested area. We want you, the line's doing a good job protecting you this game. You're doing a good job throwing the ball this game. We want you to roll and throw. We want you
to
throw it. If it's not there, throw it out of bounds. But a screen pass, a run play, that's not what we're looking for here. We're looking to see what you can do with this offense in this moment, up six, to see not only can we build on the lead, but can we build your confidence and can we build your development? I mean, it's like two and threefold. I think it all makes sense, common sense-wise. And I thought Getsy failed in that situation.
Well, I mean, my biggest question over the last couple of years, or my biggest statement, has been I didn't understand what they were trying to do at most times. for the majority of the time this year, I have understood what they're trying to do. But there are moments, like yesterday, as you described, where you say, hey, why are we doing this?
Yeah, yeah. Like in the Atlanta game, like you and I didn't see eye to eye on some of the plays late in the first and second down. I said to you, I haven't liked that Getsy hasn't called plays to go deep with some of their bigger wide receivers. They finally did that more yesterday. And it paid off for them. Use N'Keal Harry in a 50-50 ball. They used St. Brown to beat his guy. Why not use and Mooney before, like in that Atlanta game, Mooney beat his wide receiver and never went back to it.
It stretches a defense as well. Like these guys are like you play teams that are constantly setting their feet. I think it's one of the reasons why they got behind Alexander on a couple of occasions as well. They are conditioned defensive backs. I think when you are watching film with this Bears team, they very rarely take those, you know, those shots. And it was good to see. And my goodness, were both deep shots accurate.
Right. And didn't you say to me earlier that Fields has missed some open looks deep? Well, if he's missed some, why not run more?
Keep practicing.
Keep going. More runs, like they're invaluable.
I thought yesterday was his best game that I've seen. Nobody plays a perfect game on a Sunday, usually, barring a couple of examples. But I thought that was the most complete game I've seen him play.
All right, we got a ton of calls. 312-332-3776. This is Eberflus on the missed kicks regarding Santos.
I thought the operation was good. I thought the extra point was good. You know, the snap, the hold was great. Protection was good. Didn't see an issue on that one. On the field goal, didn't see an issue. You know, we were a little light inside. Braxton was a little light in there. On his inside gap, he could have been firmer in there. But, again, from that distance, you know, with pressure only coming, really no penetration, just pressure from the line of scrimmage, that ball needs to be kicked up a little bit higher and needs to be made. The hold snap and everything was really good.
Exactly. And that's something that I thought with the Cody Parkey kick where everyone's like, you got a hand on it. Like, it's got to be like from the distance that Parkey kicked it, it needed to be higher. And I think Eberflus said the same thing there with Santos. And now, you know, with so many different needs, it's just another one that they got to put on their list.
I think it's easy to get comfortable with someone that is. I think there has been a trust factor with Santos because kicking out here, Butler will tell you, others will tell you, Robbie will tell you, it's a different beast out there on the lakefront. But A, he's not been as nearly as consistent, especially on extra points, and he doesn't have the ability to kick the long field goal, which most kickers in the league, or a lot of them, do have that capacity these days.
I thought he was getting better in the last year.
I did
year.
Too.
Yeah,
that's
as
the thing.
Far as longer,
like you see around the league, if you watch any like you see guys are hitting
no
bombs.
Problem.
Zerline kicked a 60 yesterday again. I think he's got like multiple 60 yarders.
Who's the Rams kicker? Is it Matt Gay? Someone used to kick the 56 yarder, and it would have been good from 65.
Brett Maurer's launching 60 plus yarders, multiple 60 yarders in the week. Like if you can't even line up for a 60 yarder, it's not you. It's like Santos almost has to be perfect. Because you're giving up on the back end anything past 55. So if he's not going to be perfect for everything further in, then I got to go. I got to at least try for a guy who gives me a shot late in the game.
Yeah. Forget going around the league. I mean, even in college now, you see them line up for 55, even like 57.
Hitting bombs.
Yeah.
Well, what did Michigan line up for against Ohio? Didn't they line up for a long one against Ohio State?
That was a 56 yarder, wasn't it? 56, 50.
They have like one of the best kickers in the college game, don't they?
Jake Moody.
Yeah. Dave in Crown Point, I think, wants to make a bet with you, Waddle. What's up, Dave?
Let's gamble, Dave.
Yeah, I want to make a bet with Tommy. But first of all, Sylvia, I got to tell you what my wife said watching the news last night in the sports, and she never watched the sports. She goes, is that guy a quarterback? I go, yes, he is a quarterback. She goes, that was unbelievable, she said. And my wife does not watch sports at all. Okay, Tommy.
Wait, about who, though? About Fields?
Fields, of course. Yeah, is that guy a quarterback? That was unbelievable. So, Tommy, I got a bet with you, okay? I say the Bears went out and make the playoffs, and I'm going to bet you $50.
The Bears went out this season?
Yeah, this season, and they make the playoffs.
They've already been eliminated, Dave.
Okay, then I lost the bet then, okay? Because I was supposed to make that bet with you last week.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take your money. I mean...
Yeah, they were the first team to be eliminated.
They're the first team to be eliminated, yeah. I just saved you 50 bucks.
Tommy, it's going to go to the first 10 homeless guys I see in the... Yeah, walking around.
That makes you, you're a mensch.
Put it, yeah, put it in the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to take a poll of people. I mean,
listen, if you feel like donating to a wonderful cause based on your poor playoff, NFL playoff judgment, I think that's a great thing.
Yes. I was the same guy last year with the Cubs making the playoffs when they were down 11.
I love your enthusiasm and your optimism for your team, but your realism is not really up to...
Now, do you think they're going to win their last four?
No, I just want to do it for charity.
Oh, well, that's good. You're a charitable guy, then.
Yes, sirree.
All right.
That's what we all need a little bit, though, so...
That's good. Well, that's very good. You want to spread the cheer, right?
Spread the cheer. Well, what I do is I go buy 10... $5 gift certificates to a local restaurant or McDonald's or whatever, and that's what I hand out for a guy sitting in the corner.
That's good. You ever buy the person behind you, like, their coffee? You ever do that move?
Yes, I have done that several times, and I've even paid for a guy who was sitting at the toll booth that couldn't get in, and I let him use my iPass, but that was more for convenience for myself.
That we call that selfish generosity.
That's what it was for, Tommy. Yeah. Yep.
Good work, Dave.
I love your show. I love your show, guys. Keep it up, buddy.
There's Dave. All right. That was an interesting call.
Yeah, they're the first team eliminated. Well, they're not. I mean, Houston was, right?
Were they? Yeah. And then, but the thing is, too, is they've got what? Out of the bye, they've got the Eagles.
Bills.
Then the Bills.
They've got the Vikings, Detroit, and the Lions.
Then, yeah. Is that
maybe in the different order, yeah. The Lions and then the Vikings. Lions are playing, they're playing good football. They've won 4 out of 5.
Those four games are going to be interesting. And I'm wondering, because won't the Vikings have something to play for in the end?
Maybe. They might be locked into that 2 spot because, remember, they lost head-to-head to the Eagles. So the Eagles have essentially a 2.
And the Cowboys, right? Haven't they lost to the Cowboys as well? Didn't they lose?
Correct.
Killed by the Cowboys.
That's going to be, like, just put this on the back burner for us.
I know where you're going, yes.
This is going to be a topic. Like, if they sit their guys in that final game about whether we
move from number 2 to number 3 or number 4 in the draft?
Yeah, like, whether or not we... The Bears play hard in that game.
Why don't we just cancel game?
Well, I mean, look, you don't want to fall 2 or 3 spots on a meaningless game that they're not trying.
So we play a half and then we tap.
No, you want exactly what happened yesterday to happen against the Vikings. Good performance by Justin Fields. Looks better passing the ball. And maybe Luke Getsy gets a little bit of stage fright when they need it most.
True, but the Green Bay Packers still were playing for something, however meager it is. And if the Vikings are locked out,
right,
different incentive for the team you'll be facing in the final.
Get ready, Nathan Peterman.
Peterman!
Faye wants to weigh in on the play calling. Faye, how are you feeling today?
Terrific. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Excellent.
That's good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
You know, the worst thing for me this weekend had to be the 1st and 9. I actually had counted on that touchdown, you know? I mean, it's Green Bay. We got to get all the points we can get. So I was surprised by that call that Getsy made. Weren't you?
Yes.
Well, you were because you said so. So I'm just talking crap right now. I really don't like that guy. And I'm just trying to figure out why you do. Waddle.
I think I enunciated this last week, but I'm happy to repeat it. I think he's done a really nice job, for the most part, bringing along a young quarterback and putting him in position to take advantage of his enormous skill set. I think that the red zone plays, for the majority of the time, have been very creative. I think he's done a decent job despite the fact the same issues that Justin has in the huddle with a lack of talent, the offensive coordinator has to deal with regard to the game plan as well. He has not been perfect, and I think we have pointed out the incidents. Sylvie, you know, talked about it, which I agreed with, some of the issues from yesterday. And I think early in the season as well, I think we were both very critical of their unwillingness to actually take a more aggressive approach, whether it was sitting on the ball at the end of the first half or not taking opportunities to take chances in the fourth quarter. But from my seat here, I think there's been significantly more good than bad from Luke Getsy, the first-year offensive coordinator.
Well, okay, but still I don't like him.
That's fair. You don't have to like everybody.
I really don't like him because he's riding off of the skill set and talent of Justin. Fact is, Justin can scramble and he can run and keep us in things, you know what I mean? But at a time when I really wanted that score, and it seemed like the closest we were going to getting a score right there, let the man play. He's trying to learn. Teach him something, man.
Yeah, I listen, I agree with you on that. I think that their lack of willingness to kind of cut it loose for the entire game is something that I disagree with. I'd like to see them be aggressive and, you know, really keep chucking it. Keep throwing it. This is the best way to learn.
Love Faye's passion. She's been calling our show for years, complaining about our Bears. She wants a winner. Robin Niles, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Everything's great.
Good, good. Well, hey, I'm a first-time caller. Actually, grew up here on the north side, and I'm a young guy here, and I've grown to learn
that
the
Bears. How young a man are you, Rob? How young?
I am 25, all so right. I've got a lot of years, hopefully, of good Bears football ahead of us, right?
Excellent.
Yes,
hopefully.
Well, I got a question. Just kind of curious, knowing that the NFL is, you know, so offensive, I guess, geared these days with Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, all these guys that are getting hits, getting the calls. Fields not getting too many calls yet, but we'll get there, right? What do you think they should address if they end up at the number two pick? Are we trading back? Are we getting Will Anderson from Bama? Or are we trading back to get some linemen, receivers? What do you guys think they got to do first?
Well, the problem is, I guess someone asked me that over the weekend as well at a couple of these appearances. The problem is it still could change. Like, they're not locked in with 5 weeks to go in the season, four more games for the Bears in number two. We don't know if they're going to be drafting number
two. If they are locked in at two.
If they're locked in at number two, I would like to see them trade back.
I would too.
I want more picks. And again, like the example that I use best from the most current team is the Miami Dolphins. What they got from the San Francisco 49ers, and they turned those picks into Jalen Waddle, that they used one of the picks on a draft pick. They used one of the first-round draft picks that they got from the 49ers for the Tyreek Hill trade. And they used another one of the first-round draft picks in the Chubb deal.
Yes.
They used three of those first. They got three first-round picks, and they used them on different ways.
Two guys. One's definitely a number one wide receiver. Another one considered probably continuing his growth will be a one, if he's not a one already, and a pass-rushing specialist.
Yes. And a lot of people will call and say, Anderson is this difference-making player and will entice so many people and they won't want to move. And again, but a lot of those guys don't always hit. And there are a lot of good guys who will hit at 5 and 10. And I'm not saying that he won't hit at 2, but I'm just, the more swings you get, the more the easier will be to handle the ones that don't turn out.
History, I think, at least recent history, I'm you know, surfing right now. I'm not sure this is 100% accurate, but I would say recent history tells you that there will be somebody that will be willing to give you, quote unquote, what would be considered a king's ransom to move up to draft a quarterback, whether it's Stroud from Ohio State or it's the kid at Alabama or the kid at Kentucky, whoever that is. History tells you that there are teams that are willing to pay a significantly high price to move up to draft that quarterback.
And the reason is because there are multiple teams fighting for that one spot.
Yeah, sure.
The one thing we should let people know, even though the Bears right now sit at two, the teams behind them, Denver and the Rams, are 3-4. They're both 3-9. So they have behind the Bears by the product of the fact that they don't yeah, they don't have the extra loss. Now
they play each other, don't they?
They do exactly.
The Rams pick is actually the Lions.
Well, and Denver's pick is going to Seattle.
Right.
So those two teams actually have incentive they're not getting that pick, but one of those teams will likely, whichever team loses when they play each other, will jump the Bears because the Bears have a stronger strength of schedule. So, like, the Bears are probably going to fall to 3 unless they completely lose out and the Rams and Broncos both win a game.
Right, right. It's very important. And so the Denver pick is going to Seattle. And Seattle, even though Geno Smith has played well, will probably want a quarterback. At least, and they could take that slow. They could develop a quarterback and let Geno play. And then the pick that the Rams are getting
goes to the Lions.
Goes to the Lions, and they will probably want a long-term answer, a quarterback, too, having Jared Goff there, don't you think?
Yes. Denver has the Chiefs, the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Chiefs, Cardinals, Rams, Chiefs, Chargers on their schedule. Denver does.
So that's why, to me, it is so important. This is why, like, I get... why I don't root for losses, but I do think it's important why I get excited about the consolation of a loss. I'm not outwardly, I wanted to beat the Packers yesterday. But if they don't win, I enjoy the consolation of the loss because if they do end up finishing worse than the Denver and the Rams, with those picks going to Seattle and to Detroit, is because those, in my estimation, those two teams will want quarterbacks. And you, like Carolina, who will end up hopefully picking behind the Bears, will need a quarterback. Detroit will need a quarterback. Seattle will need a quarterback. Those are all teams who will hopefully be behind you needing a quarterback. More teams behind you needing a quarterback who will want to come up to trade with you, the more you can get to trade down.
Come and get it.
That's what I mean. And that's that's why it's going to be so important.
Come and get it.
Now, again, it's...
got to make the right decisions.
Got to make the right decisions. I mean, it's going to be a hot last 5 weeks.
Listen, you have a ton of potential options in the draft and in free agency. Next year will come down to... what decisions are made by the front office? Did you make good decisions or did you make not so good decisions? And their level of competence will be tremendously affected by those decisions, obviously. So we'll see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done. Where's your level of faith that they'll get it done in a manner in which
we'll
turn this franchise around quickly?
Well, the answer is, does anybody know? I don't think anybody. The only reason why I'm optimistic is because Fields is good. And when the quarterback is good, it's easier to turn the rig around quicker. Because when you have the quarterback, now the Jets have the roster. Like Greeny said today, that he has faith that the Bears could be the Jets. But the Jets have the roster, but they don't have the quarterback.
Yeah.
But when you have the quarterback, you can really vault up if you then start building the roster.
He can make an average team
great.
Certainly above average. Yes, an average team, I don't know that you go from average to great, but you certainly go from average to you know, hey, we're going to be a tough out. For
like,
sure.
Like a very good quarterback can make an average roster very good, right?
Yeah. I mean you still... Obviously, I mean, you look at the teams that are winning titles, they've got good quarterbacks and good rosters, but he definitely makes, he'll make an average roster above average, or an average team, he can help make that team an above average team.
Look, 10 weeks ago, did we know that they wouldn't take a quarterback?
No. I don't think they did.
Right.
I think they were in the process as well.
312-332-3776. Aaron Rodgers, why did he salute Bears fans? What was that all about yesterday at Soldier Field? He did an on-field interview. We will play that clip. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 312-332-3776.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Aaron Rodgers says goodbye to the fans.
Perhaps for one final time in this rivalry. A lot of questions about A lot of questions about the future of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
With the Green Bay Packers, the potential transition to Jordan Love.
Oh.
But for all the moments that Aaron Rodgers has had, the ones against the Bears often seem to sting the fan base the most.
Such a weirdo. Saluting everyone.
Listen, he did this last year as well. He's not going anywhere. They gave him 100, what was it, 3 years, 150 mil? Wasn't that what it was? He's not going anywhere. He's just messing with you. Not you, I mean everyone
out
there.
No, he's messing with me, too. Yeah. Messing with me. He's my head. You know, I actually, you know, as much as I goof around regarding the Packers and everything like that, I actually do like him. I said that in the meeting, too.
He keeps it interesting.
I do. I when he is gone, I'm going to miss him. I'm not going to miss losing to him. I wish there was another quarterback who really, who was on par with him. Like, you know, where there's really a battle where it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Where it's just not a one-sided rivalry.
Well, hopefully we're trending in that direction.
Yeah, where Justin's going to battle. Like, even if Jordan, if the unthinkable happens and Jordan Love will become their third in a row, like, that Justin is going to be our version of what they've had. And then it will just go back and forth. It will be what...
That'll be fun.
Some of these other division battles are.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm in for that.
I could deal with that.
Sort of like a Cincinnati-Baltimore, Cincinnati-Pittsburgh in better times.
All that stuff, yes. Like, many of these teams have it. Like what Buffalo has with some of their rivals.
The Packers, the remaining four games, because remember, they have the bye this week as well. They've got the Rams at home. That's a dub, right?
That who Green Bay has?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rams stink.
At the Dolphins.
I would think. At the Dolphins is a loss.
So at that point, you're out, right? At that point, you will be eliminated. Then you get the Vikings and the Lions at home. Why not give the kid, Jordan Love, an opportunity to play for the final two games of the season?
I would think so, especially against division opponents.
Yeah. At home, give the kid a chance to play. I think the NFL's... I'm a fan of the league as much as the fan, you know, as well as a fan of the Bears. As an NFL fan, I want to see if the kid can play. How long's he been there? Is this his third year?
What is this?
Let me check.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
I mean, like, I want to see if the kid can play. 3 years. Can he? Can he not? I don't know yet. But I want to find out.
As a Bears fan, you probably don't want him to play, do you?
This is his second year, so yes, it'll be.
It's his only second year?
So I think
last
so,
year
yeah.
they what, last year they drafted him?
When was he? No, in 20. Just he didn't even take a snap at 20. Okay.
So this is his third,
year. Yeah. He'd be that's right. And don't they then have to make next year? They have to make a decision on picking up his option, right?
Because he's a first round draft pick.
Right. Come on, let's see him play, Green Bay.
Will Aaron step
throw
in the
him
way,
out
though.
There?
Here's Rodgers. This was on Fox. After the game, they played this on-field interview right after the game was over, talking about playing at Soldier Field yet again and beating the Bears yet again.
You never know when it's going to be the last one. You know, I got great fans here in Chicago, but it truly has been a second home for me. We've had a lot of big wins here over the years, a lot of great moments with Cobby and with so many other guys over the years. So it's fun to come back here, get a win, and let the fans know I'm still here.
He's trolling.
Yes, he is. He's trolling.
Just trolling.
I'm still here.
Yeah. It's been like a second home for me.
Yes.
Because I own you.
Yes. That's what he's telling you.
Did you heard what he said as well?
This is my home field advantage.
Was it 16-0 or 19-0? What was it? Was 16?
Yeah. Was it 16-0?
No.
I'm seeing us.
It's 10-0. Then it was 10-3, right?
What's it? At 16-10, maybe?
16-10. Okay, and then 16-10. The Bears went up 19-10.
Okay,
a stupid play call.
Okay, at 19-10, he said in his press conference, he said, at 19-10, I knew a lot of people here felt good about it. And he said right after, he goes, I did too.
Yeah.
Wise ass.
That's what I mean. He keeps
it.
He's a great troll. But like I tweeted out yesterday, just screwed around with Packer fans. Congratulations to Aaron Rodgers. Besides beating the Bears, you've beaten a grand total of three teams in the NFL this year. Beat rebuilding Bears team twice, and you've been able to beat three other NFL teams. Who are those teams, even?
Packers, would you like to know? They beat the Bucs, the Patriots, and the Bears three in a row. Then they beat the Cowboys, remember, 31-28 at home on that, was it Sunday night game? Yeah, so the other teams outside of the Bears, they've beaten the Bucs, the Patriots, and the Cowboys.
It's actually not bad. Like, you would have thought that they would have had more success when you would say that those are the three teams they ended up beating.
Listen, the Detroit Lions have a better chance of getting into the postseason than they do. The Lions are 5-7, and they've won four of their last five games, and that loss came at the hands of the Bills. They get the Vikings, the Jets, the Panthers, and the Bears next. Like, project that out.
This is the Lions?
The Lions
so
get the Vikings, the Jets, the Panthers, the Bears, and the Packers.
Where is this Vikings game?
That is at Detroit.
Ooh, that's going to be
that's
a good one.
That's next week.
What's the line on that? Well, I would think that's a Vikings 2.5 point. Vikings are a 2.5 point favorite, I would guess.
That's it. I've got the Lions minus one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Lions are a favorite.
Minus one. That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a great game. Because, again, the Vikings showed you they build up this big lead. Even in these wins, the Vikings showed you how massively flawed they are. That the Jets and Mike White come back.
Yes,
and they
nearly as much that game as a 12-2 or a 10-2 team can be massively flawed. Again, I will continue to say they're an average team, maybe slightly above average, with a well above average record.
Yes,
whoever they the Vikings when they step up in class, they lost to the Eagles early in the year. And then they just got pounded by the Cowboys 40-3.
The two teams who are the favorites in the NFC with them. With a good record, put it on them. What were the two final scores?
40-3, they lost to the Cowboys, and early in the year, the Eagles beat them 24-7.
Okay,
in week two.
So what is that out being outscored by those two teams? Total?
That would be 64-10.
They've gotten beat 64-10 by the two other premier teams in the NFC. That's why they're not considered serious. And the Jets, who were down big, had the ball coming back with a chance to win late until that.
Twice. They had the ball twice with a chance to win.
And they threw the end of the game interception, right?
Yes.
And before that, didn't hold on to the ball in the end zone.
On fourth down in the series before that.
That would have given Viking Scott so much crap if they would have come back, if Mike White would have come back and beaten them. Bob and Deerfield, you're on ESPN 1000.
Love giving a 10-2 team crap.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Bob.
I don't understand why we need, Eberflus is a good coach, but this false narrative that he's pressing that we have a good quarterback, we're going to win it all. What happened to that offensive line on Sunday? They got manhandled.
The Bears offensive line?
Yeah, the Bears' defensive line got manhandled. They weren't stopping anyone.
I thought the Bears' offensive line had their best day of the season.
All Eberflus has to talk about at the end of the game is how our quarterback has been developing and how great the outlook is.
You don't agree with that?
What? That he should be focused on that? It's one big part of the team, of course, but come on. And I don't agree with that about the line.
You don't think the line listen, it's all in relative because the line has been one of the weak points of this roster all season long, but I thought that the offensive line had, if not one of their best outings of the season, their best outing.
I think coach needs to concentrate on the entire team, not just Justin. I mean, he's important, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be Michael Vick. It's going to be injuries. It's going to be a lot of issues.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Justin Fields was not sacked at all yesterday.
No, he wasn't.
And aside from Justin's running totals, David Montgomery averaged 4.5 yards per carry. And on three carries, Darrington Evans averaged 7 yards per carry. I thought that the Bears' offensive line yesterday had their best game.
It was their best game. Now, their defensive line sucks.
No. They didn't touch it. They had a chase. They had one chase. I would say they had more than one chase. I would say they have two or three chases.
There was one notable chase.
Yeah, I think there were, but I think that there was probably three solid chases.
Is that an official stat?
No, it's not. We made that up.
This is like the hockey assist thing in basketball.
Yeah,
where that came up like several years ago, where the announcers say, "That's a hockey assist." Like the
this
second
was just
pass
us being wise asses upstairs coming up with something that we can say about them. There was no quarterback hits.
There's no pressures.
There were no sacks, no pressures. There were three chases. They had him on the run three times.
They chased Rodgers three times.
Yes.
There was one hot pursuit. How about two chases
and a hot pursuit? Yeah. That's fair. An HP and two chases.
Not quite a pressure.
No. But, two chases and an HP.
That's what we've come up with. Stephen Aurora, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Stevie?
Hey guys, a couple of things. One, so I like Getsy and I like Fields, obviously, but I gotta say the fourth quarter, the last drive specifically, that it did bother me quite a bit, because it felt like you had two timeouts, a little under a minute, and everything was constantly going to the sidelines. I think everybody in the stadium could see it was going to the sidelines. Pretty sure everybody on the Packers knew it was going to the sidelines. I didn't understand the lack of willingness to even try to use the middle of the field when you had two timeouts to do so. So that play calling bothered me a little bit. And regards to, both teams lost. I got to tell you, both teams lost yesterday's game. Obviously, the Bears lost, and Fields lost an opportunity to really step up and showcase himself in the fourth quarter. But the Packers lost because they need to find out if Jordan Love can throw a football. And while they're still mathematically relevant, they have to throw Aaron Rodgers out there. So they're not going to figure that out.
Right. And then, like we said, they're probably going to win after their bye week. So they have a bye week. And then who did you say they're playing, Waddle? They're playing a bad team next.
The Rams at home.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to be for a few weeks till he plays. So it's a good point, Steve. Good call. Thank you.
I will disagree with this point about, I thought, Justin, that was, for my money, that was probably the most complete game. Certainly the cleanest, most complete half I've seen him play. I was very happy with the progress that was made. We can discuss, different interceptions and different an interception and a bad play, honestly, in a year where you're looking for progress can actually have a positive connotation going forward. You can learn from mistakes in games, regardless of who made the mistake. So I don't look at yesterday's game and say, wow. No, I think in some instances you can draw a lot of positive stuff from plays that don't go exactly how you had them designed.
That's a good point. All right, let's talk to Bleck and Abdallah. I believe they were both at the game. It was Abdallah's birthday party yesterday at the game. He was doing shots.
He was getting close. I think he's got
being
party
a dad. Oh, really?
I think a little bit.
So we'll talk to Bleck and Abdallah coming up next.
All right, listen up. Losing weight not only helps your overall health, but research shows that it also helps increase testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually 20 to 40 plus pounds. Weight loss contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. Go online or call to schedule your initial consultation. They've got locations close by in Skokie and Oak Brook, or from anywhere with live online video consultations. So no matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is for you. Don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news and then try to figure it all out. Stay ahead of your health by calling 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. Or visit NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Black and Abdallah in studio with us right now. You guys were both at the game yesterday. Happy birthday, Abdallah.
Thank you.
This is a busy birthday week for us. Because my mom and you share a birthday.
Oh, we're birthday buddies?
You are birthday buddies.
Does she know she's also birthday buddies with Jay-Z, Tyra Banks, and Jeff Bridges?
I don't think she knew that at all.
Well, now she does.
Now she does. I think someone else, too, had a birthday that we know.
Those are the ones that I know off the top of my head. I mean, it's Carmen's birthday.
And then
today.
Carmen's we today. Carmen has his birthday today.
Is it still okay to ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 38.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How close are we to being
young.
A dad?
You're a young person.
6 weeks-ish. Nice. Yeah, I'm a young
you're
person.
You're young, though. 38. Yeah. You're young.
I'm young.
You're the young guy.
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
For a while, we were 18. Here.
No, I think some people in the building still think we're 18.
That's fine. Yeah. Let them think that. We're the younger.
Who thinks you're 18?
I mean,
some who may not be with us anymore at the station.
Yeah.
They're still alive, but.
Yeah. Those who aren't with us.
Some who may. For clarifying.
You guys are a young 38, too. Like, we
Thank
feel
you.
Like we're young for our age.
Yeah.
That's who we are. But get out of here, Waddle, the way you drink and hang. You're young. Woo. You're young 55. The way you talk about penis every day.
What?
Yeah.
What? Is that, world? How does that have anything to do with whether I'm older young for my age?
He talks a lot of penis. He must be young. He is young. He loves talking penis.
Found a youth. What that
must
is. You say the word penis a certain number of times, and it's like sipping from the fountain of youth. You immediately get younger.
Sipping from something.
Gross. That was awful.
So how was the Bears game?
I mean, it was fun.
It was all right.
Until they decided not to play.
Fourth quarter wasn't great.
Yeah, they decided not to play offense.
How much do you drink when you go to a Bears game?
I will have a few beverages before we go in, a few shots before we go in.
All the time or just because this was your birthday?
No, all the time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
A couple shots, a couple beers.
And then a couple beers while we're in the game.
Okay. That's good.
So, yeah. Like, yeah. I wasn't...
That's responsible.
I wasn't drunk when I got home. I was a little...
It's just a long day of drinking.
Yeah. There's a lot of eating, too. Like, we eat a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's wings, there's chips and salsa, there's his dad.
And you guys go back after the game, right? Back to the tailgate?
It's more to, like, wait out leaving.
Well, you can't go anywhere. So,
Can you fire the grill back up?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you're not going anywhere. So you could either sit in your car for 45 minutes waiting to leave... Or you could stand there outside of the car waiting to leave. I mean, it's a disaster.
Yeah,
Each game that passes, it gets worse. The Bears need a new stadium tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
It is so obnoxious.
It was...
Each game that passes, it gets worse. It's almost as if they've given up down there.
Yesterday...
Each week, it gets worse, Waddle.
As I was putting on my fourth layer...
Each week, it gets worse. They need to do something.
Before my sweat, before my jacket, I was like, this is ridiculous.
This is
not how we should be watching games.
Pathetic.
I had
how bad it is down there.
I had a running like thermal sweatshirt on, a wool sweatshirt that my sister got me from Norway, so you know it's like super cold wear stuff. A thermal, a sweatshirt, and then my jacket.
Didn't it warm up as the day went along?
We're in the shade.
No.
Yeah, but we're in the shade. Though.
No, South Endzone's in the shade for the entirety of the game. Like you, basically, end of October, the South Endzone stops getting sun.
Okay.
So you basically sit in the shade.
You're 10-15 degrees colder than everyone.
Yeah, like there are games in October where like you can see on the North Endzone, people are in t-shirts and it looks like it's a great day, and we're all bundled t-shirts. Up in the South Endzone because you're in the shade. I'm thinking, what, Abdallah, what time did you get home yesterday?
I got home 4:30. You guys dropped me off at 4:30.
We live in the city. We left the game before the game ended.
Yeah.
Didn't get home in the city till 4:30.
Yeah.
I love, we were both Crazy. Talking about this. We both heard Shay this morning, Shay Norley, from Kappa J Hood. And to hear someone's perspective who lives in the city and he went to Soldier Field for his first game.
With his dad, right? Didn't
with
he
his
say?
Dad, because mm-hmm. he's not from here. And he could not believe his eyes.
How
the entire
is.
Experience from the seats to the bathroom experience.
Oh, it's awful.
To the lack of amenities.
Yesterday was the longest
I've waited.
How
about the pop-up liquor stands on the way walking over as well?
In the South Loop, before you get to the park.
They have that on the South Side too. For you walking to White Sox game, everywhere. Sure.
I love it. You know what unique element that caught my eye yesterday walking through the concourse is how poorly the stadium is designed that when there's overflow from the bathrooms, you can't walk through the concourse because the line is so long.
Yeah.
And then you have the lines for beer that are so long that you have people running into people who are standing in line, and everyone was upset yesterday.
There was a,
like people weren't having a jovial time. Like people were elbowing each other, trying to get through with their beers. The place sucks.
That's one of the things.
Just stinks.
I don't know if the Allegiant Stadium is, you know, the one that everyone is going to try to mimic going
forward.
It's
so nice though.
But didn't you think, like, from a bathroom perspective,
it's very wide. The concourse is very wide.
Oh, you can get up and go to the bathroom and get a beer and a timeout.
Yeah.
Like, when we went to the Final Four in Minneapolis, the new Vikings stadium.
I've heard
that. The Colts stadium is the same way.
Is huge. Mm-hmm. You have so much room. There's TVs that work.
There was a dude.
It's wild.
The bathroom closest to where Chris's seats are is a converted...
Well, they built it as a women's bathroom.
It was a women's bathroom,
right?
And all they did was change the sign.
They flipped it immediately. Do you guys remember the story when the stadium opened? When the stadium opened, they made the bathrooms 50% male, 50% female, except for NFL games. The crowd doesn't reflect that, right?
Yeah.
So they took a bunch of women's bathrooms, and they turned them into men's bathrooms, but left the inside the same.
They just changed the sign outside.
So it's
just
all
toilets.
Toilets,
so there's
right?
this super drunk dude standing behind me, and we're like deep in line, finally get inside. He sees all the stalls, and he's like, "What the blank, man? This is ridiculous. Did I just wait in line for the wrong bathroom? This is so stupid. I hate this place." And like four of us turn around and go, "Yes, we all made the same mistake you did." Like we all waited in line.
All of the men here have made the
wrong mistake, and we are now waiting for women to leave the bathroom, you drunk dummy.
But the city has not changed it out. Like, the city still plans on operating it. They've not put in.
God. Nope. Well, it'll be fun for Taylor Swift concerts when it's all...
It's 50-50 then.
They just switch the sign back.
But we have a quarterback, so there's that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Makes Sundays more enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, boys, enjoy your show. We will enjoy your show as well. Thank you for listening today, and thank you to Tyler Aki and Jeff Mello. Don't touch his nose. He just said strep.
We'll see how that
looks. I'm on antibiotics.
Do you just pick his nose there?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Once you've been on antibiotics for 36 hours, you're good to go. We can drink out of the same glass.
Yeah, I've been on antibiotics for a week now. Let's do this.
For Waddle and his wandering finger, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Monday night.